all it does look good.
Yeah.
We were going to switch shoes to play a joke on you there.
There you go.
You touched on it. Sorry, you touched on it just before. Don't sound like you're very happy with your performance.
I never am when I let in six. So back to the drawing board tomorrow. I didn't do the things that make me good today, and I paid for it.
I don't think you're being hard on yourself. There was a number of those goals that didn't look like anyone would be stopping them.
No. I expect to have all those.
So what, in your mind, other than maybe your performance, what do you think went wrong for you guys tonight from where you were watching?
Well, we were in a good position after two, and there's a couple saves I could have made there early in the period, keep it 2-1, and it's a different game if I do that.
Talking with Piero, he said your greatest asset is mental toughness. You'll put this behind you and just move forward. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm going to take it for what it's worth, and it's my second NHL game, and it's a learning experience. And I think you ask anybody who comes into this league, it's a difficult league, and they're going to take their lumps at some point, and I got it out of the way early, I guess.
Garrett, it's still fresh right now, but what do you think you learned tonight?
I lost my composure there. I let that third goal, seep, get into my head, and the fourth one came quickly after that. And it's one thing to let in a goal, and it's another thing to let it, affect you further on in the game. And one of my best assets, I would say, is my ability to put things behind me. And for whatever reason, I just didn't do that in the third period. And I paid for it.
How did this atmosphere compare to other atmospheres you played in?
That wasn't the issue. It was all me.
72 hours, you've kind of seen both ends of the spectrum in the NHL.
Well, I guess I'm lucky in that regard.